أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about Imamah in the light of the Islamic thought, or the position of Imamah in the Islamic thought. You are well aware that in the previous session we talked about the lexical and technical senses or meanings of Imam. And we did touch the background of this topic in this discussion. The discussion of Imamah is of extreme significance. Why? Because the debate or the topic of Imamah is having a very close relationship with human's guidance. So you might ask, so why then? So what then? The response is that human's guidance has a very close relation with human's prosperity. He who desires to win the eternal prosperity and felicity, or a happy life in the life hereafter, he has to be extremely concerned of his guidance. Otherwise, if his guidance is not provided, then he should not expect an eternal happy life. Yes, he who possesses guidance, for sure, he will be given a prosperous life in the life hereafter. It should be mentioned, dear listeners, that when we are talking about human's happy life, it should not be restricted to the life hereafter. Even in this world, in this temporal and transient world, he who abides by the Islamic teachings, his prosperity and his happy life will be granted even in this world as well. So whenever we are talking about human's prosperity, we have paid attention to both the happy life in this world and in the life hereafter. So the topic of Imam has a close relationship with one's guidance. On another hand, it has a very close relation with one's prosperity. For guidance and prosperity is interrelated. They have a very close correlation with each other. So now let's talk about the concept of Imamah in the Islamic thought. As you are well aware, when a Muslim is going to talk about an issue, the first and the foremost important source for him and for every Muslim is the Holy Quran. So it suits best that we have to beautify our session with the recitation of this verse of the Holy Quran that says, Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islama deena. Dear listeners, you might be well aware that when this verse of the Holy Quran has revealed, so our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was on his final and last journey for Hajj, that this very important verse of the Holy Quran has been revealed. saying that today I have completed your religion. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. If you are going to be a faithful, a real devotee, so indeed, from now on, this religion has been completed, and this religion is something that can win Almighty Allah's satisfaction and pleasure. Then we will come to this part as well. Almighty Allah says that. So now let's analyze how important elements are there in this verse of the Holy Quran. There are some three important components. There are some three important and decisive points. And they are as following. The first is Almighty Allah says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. It means that today I have completed this religion, or I have completed your religion today. What is this day? This is the day that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, due to Almighty Allah's revelation, declared Imam Ali alayhi salam's imamah and leadership. So it shows the importance of imamah, that how important is the place in the part that can be played by imam in the Muslim community. So if this religion was left without proclamation or declaration of the concept of imamah or the institute of imamah, it would not have been a complete religion, as the Holy Quran says this. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have completed this religion for you, the Muslim. The doubt might rise that, okay, our Holy Prophet or the rest of the Muslims were following incomplete religion. We will touch, inshallah, this doubt and the rest of the doubts. But abstractly, responding to this doubt, it should be mentioned that sometimes, you know, due to the passage of time, something gets completed. It does not have this sense that the rest of the people were following incomplete religion. Yes, if the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, passes away from this world, and the Muslim Ummah should be left without any leader, without any successor to the Prophet, of course this religion is an incomplete religion. But today, when Almighty Allah says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا, today should be the very decisive and most important or a historical and a turning point in the history of the Muslim. Why? Because today they have, according to Almighty Allah's words, today their religion has been completed. This religion is something that can win Almighty Allah's pleasure. A religion without the imamah, without pinpointing the position of successor to the Prophet, that was an incomplete religion. But Almighty Allah's will is not this, that he has to leave aside his religion incomplete. So due to this, you know that there are various verses, there are various emphases. Where our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says that in this farewell pilgrimage, so thousands of Muslims should accompany him, and there are hundreds and thousands of people who have accompanied our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in this farewell pilgrimage. So to declare one of the most decisive and historic events in the Islamic history, and that was the declaration of Imam Ali alayhi salam as successor. There is no talk that our Holy Prophet has never pinpointed a successor for himself. No, Almighty Allah has intervened. Almighty Allah came and said that this is your successor. So all the Muslims should abide by his commandments. All the Muslims should make themselves in accordance with the do's and don'ts, that is, they are produced by the Imam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So this is the first important topic, this is the first important point that this verse of the Holy Quran contains. What is this priceless lesson that we can take from this verse of the Holy Quran. That is, that today Almighty Allah has completed His religion for the Muslim community. Today Almighty Allah says, Al-Yawm. Al-Yawm means today. What is that day? You can refer to a variety of commentaries and exegesis. Most of them say that this verse of the Holy Quran has been revealed on Hajjatul Wida, farewell pilgrimage of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The final session, the final ceremony of Hajj that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, could participate. And after some 80 or 90 days, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, yes, went or passed away from this world. In this ceremony, this verse of the Holy Quran has been revealed. And it was where our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, declared Imam Ali alayhi salam as Caliph for the Muslim. Dear listeners, another important point that can be derived from this verse of the Holy Quran, that is, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. I have completed my blessings to you. You know that the human beings enjoy a host of blessings. There are thousands of blessings that Almighty Allah has granted the human beings. So indeed, all of them had this ability, all of them had this virtue to be nominated, to be enumerated, to be counted. But from amongst all those blessings, from amongst all those, we can say, bounties Almighty Allah had granted to the human beings, Almighty Allah fingers out, or Almighty Allah pinpoints this blessing. And this blessing is what? The completion of religion and pinpointment of a successor to the final messenger of Almighty Allah. So how important, how significant is Imamah position in the Islamic thought, that Almighty Allah says, I have completed my bounties, my blessings on you. Today I have completed my bounties. So it matters most that Almighty Allah should namely say and assert that today I have completed my blessings. Why Almighty Allah had not said this verse on the first day of the emergence of Islam? From here we can understand that with Imamah, Islam becomes a complete religion, a complete system. In its absence, Islam had not this virtue to be called a complete religion. And Almighty Allah's blessings would not have been finished, would not have been completed without Imamah. So it matters most that how important is the concept of Imamah in the Islamic thought. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the third important and remarkably noteworthy point that we can mention, that is Almighty Allah's satisfaction. When our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household could declare Imam Ali alayhi salam's caliphate and Imamah, Almighty Allah said, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. So now I do approve that Islam should be your religion. Today I approve that Islam should be your religion. Islam can win Almighty Allah's satisfaction when it had the concept of Imamah, when it had the concept of choosing and pinpointing, designating the real successor to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So, dear listeners and respectable audience, these were three important points that could be derived from this verse of the Holy Quran. The first is the perfection of religion. The second was completion of Almighty Allah's blessings. And the third was that Almighty Allah declared that today I approve that this should be your religion. In this religion can win my satisfaction, my pleasure. So it matters most. I mean, Imam matters most because of all these three important points that this verse of the Holy Quran contains. Dear listeners and respectable audience, the question might arise that, is this the only verse of the Holy Quran that touches the issue of Imamah or not? There are some other verses too that touch the office of Imamah or that touch the institution of the Imamah. So there are various verses of the Holy Quran that touch the issue of Imamah. The first was this that we analyzed. The second is this verse of the Holy Quran that says, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. The verse of the Holy Quran says that, O my messenger, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ, Almighty Allah addresses our Holy Prophet, calling him, O my messenger, make it known for the public, make it known for your audience. Let the people and the public know this revelation that has just revealed upon you. What is that? بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. The content of this revelation is what that has been revealed from Almighty Allah's side. Almighty Allah emphasizes that whatever you now declare, the people should know that this is Almighty Allah's words, this is Almighty Allah's commandments, this is not what comes from yourself, this is not what you yourself should declare it on your own personal expediences. No, that is what Almighty Allah commands you. Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuha rasul, O my messenger, balligh, declare it, convey this message to the people, convey what has been revealed to you. مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. Almighty Allah here threatens our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saying that, وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you do not do this, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ, it is as if you have not done your whole prophetic mission. It is as if you have never done your responsibility. It is as if you have never done your duty. It is as if you have failed doing your responsibility. So how threatening tone this verse of the Holy Quran has. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you do not do this, it is فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. It is as if you have not done your whole prophetic mission. So the whole prophetic mission of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is bound on this proclamation, on this declaration. What was this declaration? Of course, that was the declaration of Imamah in designating the person who is to undertake this responsibility. So, dear listeners, Imam has a very remarkable and noteworthy position in the Islamic thought. It is not only a matter of theological quarrels between the Shiites and the Sunnites. No, Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that Imam covers an important place and position in the sight of Almighty Allah. Yes, due to the very issue, the Muslims have been split into two major streams, into two major groups, the Shiites and the Sunnites. The Shiites do favor that Almighty Allah meant the very issue from these verses of the Holy Quran. But the rest of the Muslims say that, okay, the verses should be interpreted otherwise, and there were some other cases, this and that. But I do urge, I do request my Muslim fellows that they have to be indeed rational, considering all aspects. Moreover, such debates, such topics should never ever ignite the fires of sectarianism. No, we are talking in a scholarly ambience and atmosphere, telling our fellows, telling our audience that these are the verses which prove our claim. Yes, if there are some counter-arguments, we are there to respond them. But what we understand from the verses of the Holy Quran are these that we have presented for our dear listeners. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this was a brief look at the position of Imama in the Islamic thought from the Holy Quran perspective. Let's see what the traditions have a say in this respect. Are there various traditions, are there various narrators from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household to emphasize the concept of Imama or not? Or our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, overlooked this important concept? Is it possible that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, should leave aside or should leave his community without pinpointing the leader? Is it possible? Is it rational? How irrational does it seem that we should leave our home without leaving savings, without pinpointing a person in charge when we are going on a scientific trip? Does not it seem irrational for a manager that he has to leave the office without making aware his deputy informed of his responsibility in those jurisdictions that he has? Considering that today these telecommunications or these technologies made it possible that we have to be online every now and then. We have to issue our commandments. We have to have our own prescriptions every now and then. Considering that time that we, the human beings, lacked all these facilities, all these communicative facilities and all these communications, consider that how it seemed irrational that our Holy Prophet should go from this world without talking about his successor, without talking about he who is going to succeed him, without talking about who has to lead the Muslim. There are two important narratives. We have to talk about this, and then inshallah, in the next session, we will talk further. Those important narratives are as following. The first is, من مات ولم يعرف إمام زمانه مات ميتة جاهلية. Various traditional sources of the Sunnites and the Shi'ites have recorded this narrative from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household, emphasizing on the high and sublime position and status of Imamah in the Islamic thought, saying, Man mata, whosoever dies, walam ya'rif imama zamanihi, and knows not his contemporary imam and leader, mata mitatan jahiliya, he has died in the death of ignorance, meaning that he has not enjoyed the Islamic construction, or he has no test of Islamic teachings, meaning that he has lost all. He is not very much prosperous person. It is as if he has never tested the light of Islam and Islamic teachings. So today, every Muslim is responsible to ask himself, who is my leader? Who is my imam? Who should stand in the leading position that we have to follow all his words, behaviors, and actions? Who is worthy to be imitated? Who is worthy to be followed? All what he does, all what he behaves, all what he suggests. Indeed, today we have to ask this. This is not a particular. This is not a tradition. This is not a narrative that should be recorded only on the Shi'ites' resources. No, the Sunnites' resources are also replete with such kind of narratives. مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانِهِ مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً. So today it matters most that every Muslim, making no difference the Shi'ites and the Sunnites, should ask themselves, who is their Imam? Who is worthy to be followed? Who is that one? So the second important narrative is that it has been narrated, it has been produced by Imam Imam Baqir alayhi salam, saying that there are five pillars in Islam, or Islam is based on these five pillars. بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسَةِ أَشْيَاءِ. Then Imam alayhi salam counts what are those five principles or five pillars. The first is as-salah, the prayers, as-zakah, religious tax or alms, al-hajj, the annual pilgrimage every Muslim has to do it, or every able Muslim has to perform. Then says was-sawm, observing fast, and then al-wilaya, that is the very concept of imama, to have a specific Muslim leader, to have an infallible imam even in this age of major occultation. Then the narrator says, I have asked Imam, which of these five pillars matters most? If you were to choose one of them, which one of them is the best one? Imam alayhi salam says, al-wilaya, imama, and wilaya. This concept is very much important. Why? Because the establishment of the rest of the Islamic teachings is bound on imama. So due to this, imama and the concept of imama enjoys a very high significance and position in the Islamic thought. May Almighty Allah bless us all, that we have to be guided in the straight path, and we have to enjoy a happy life in this world and a happier life in the life hereafter. And may God resurrect us with the noblest creature, and that is the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.